was a very difficult, very positive meeting there with our chief executive of the ETB and a number of our team regarding the school extension. We made our concerns known to them and our frustration at the length of time that it's taken to move this project forward. Obviously, it's not all down to the ETB. The Department of Education, and as far as I'm concerned, are actually dragging their heels as well. Now, the date has been given. The school is to be completed by 2021. It's so, so frustrating when you consider that that money was allocated in early 2015 by the then Minister, Jan O'Sullivan, and we appear to be getting nowhere fast. The school itself is an excellent school, but they deserve better than what they have there at the moment. I'm very frustrated, really, how long this has taken. From my own perspective, obviously, I've been there from the beginning, and I will continue to work extremely hard with the Board of Management, with the ETB, and try and get this over the line. One of the suggestions I made, and I got a seconder for that proposal, that we, the Board of Management, would like to meet with Minister Joe McHugh. Whilst we shared our frustrations today with the ETB, I think we would like to share a few of those frustrations with the Minister as well, because at the end of the day, he's the boss and he can make things happen. And I think this has to happen sooner rather than later. The work has to be completed by 2021. So it's extremely important that we have machinery on site by early 2020. They have decided now there's a new architect as well coming on board, and they hope to have him in place by the end of June, where a number of tweaks have to be made to the existing plan, and then it goes into the planning stage.